The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Quickly change my email over.
Ooh, what's going on in the world of problems?
Yeah. Hey, Beat Breakfast. I've got a dilemma. A couple of weeks back, I was added to a WhatsApp group for a friend's hen. The group has been set up by the hen's sister, and the hen is in it, so it's not a surprise or anything. Anyway, the other day, I was just scrolling to see who was in the group, and I noticed there's a girl missing. She's been friends with us all for years, and I feel quite bad that she's clearly been excluded from this. It's horrible to leave someone out like this. I'm meeting her this week, and I hate lying. Do I tell her? Should I ask the hen why she's not invited? Or should I just stay out of it?
Why would you tell her? If she doesn't know, I wouldn't just
but
go...
But she's going to see the pictures eventually.
But I wouldn't be the one to bring it up and say, oh, you're not in the group. Is everything okay? I think that I definitely wouldn't do. I just wouldn't bring it up on myself. Now, if she brought it up, you don't know what's going on here. You don't know if they left her.
You're having your coffee tomorrow night or whatever. Trisha, did you hear anything about Shona's hen? I haven't heard a word. What's your answer? Come on.
What would you say?
avoid. No, you wouldn't even go for coffee.
Let's get cake.
I'm sweating.
Can we get some cake over here, please?
You wouldn't be able.
No,
you wouldn't.
No.
And what then? You were all... I say out of this one.
No, but unless she comes in with
that. Yeah, but what do you say?
What do you say? I don't know. I just say, look... Yes, there is a group. I'm not really sure what's going on. Are you not a part of it? No. Did you not get the updates? And then just feign innocence. You don't know what's going on. Like, I just wouldn't call it upon myself to be the one to explain. And well, you don't know.
And you know what? You're right in one regard.
Yeah.
This is not your... It wasn't your choice. It's not... I mean, you are the innocent party in this. I have this, not even on a lesser scale. It happens sometimes that somebody's having a barbecue or a dinner and they say, will you come along? Mm-hmm. And then I'm chatting to a friend who I know is a friend of theirs. But they haven't been invited, and it's not my place because it's not my party to invite somebody else. It's tricky.
But she's got loyalties at both sides. Yeah. And if she meets this friend, right, and she doesn't say anything, and the friend doesn't know about it, and then, as you say, in a week's time, the pictures go up on Instagram and Facebook, and she contacts and feels like, why did you not
tell
me?
Were you in on that as well?
Yeah, like,
were
that,
you part of my exclusion?
Was that some kind of, like, conspiracy? Oof. If I was her, I would actually send the sister a private message and say, is there a reason why... Like, I know it's not necessarily... her thing, but I just think it's awful that somebody has been left out. Like at the end of the day, why?
Sometimes it's as simple as people forget.
They forgot
a name. Other times, maybe there's been an issue with this girl on nights out before, with this particular the hen or whatever, and she just said, I don't want her out drunk with me or whatever. You know, I don't know. It could be anything. But it's an awful situation to be in.
It's not great. It's not great. And I think that's a horrible situation to put your other friends in as well.
Yeah.
Because now all of them in that group are bearing the burden of, oh, where is, you know, your one? What's happened? I think Shona's idea is probably the best. You'd have to say to the group leader, like, you can't go in and start adding
people. No, not in the group.
Unless you are made admin. So I think the best person to go to is, who started the group? Why did you leave Catherine out or whatever? Mm. You know, ask.
But I would also, if this girl does ask her, I would be honest and go, I'm so sorry, it's nothing to do with me, but do you want me to find out? Or, you know, like, no, because you don't want somebody to feel like... I just think that's an awful thing to do to someone. And I wouldn't want to jeopardise my friendship with that person as well.
It's a mess.
So it is.
What are your thoughts on this?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
If one in the gang is left out of an invite or WhatsApp group like this, would you go and approach the rest of the people in the gang? Would you have a word with them? Would you keep your head down and just hope that you do not get caught up in the crossfire of this? Beat 102 103. Interesting stuff coming in on this. A lot of people are saying, look, it's probably just an error. Probably just forgot. And I know, to be fair, if you're ever somebody who has to put a WhatsApp group together or Facebook event type thing, it's very easy to miss a name here or there. So you would think, in theory, you go along with a friend and say, hey, what about your one? Everything will be fine. Unless there's an underlying issue here that we don't know about between those girls. And that's when it gets a little bit awkward. But going back to the groups thing, I remember a couple of years ago, won't mention any names, but somebody put an event page for a little party they were having and they forgot me. Right?
They did what?
And I get a text on the day when the event is underway. Where are you? Are you coming? I went, no, I didn't get an invite. And now it was grand because I didn't want to get off the couch that day. But oh God, did I milk the guilt afterwards for a couple of weeks.
You did.
Oh, I really milked the guilt. Anyway, What would you do in this situation? You literally are caught in the middle here of one person excluded from the WhatsApp for the hen. You would ask just after that, you'd wonder, is she invited to the wedding?
I presume
she is. I mean, you don't bring everyone to the hen. What would you do in this situation and who would you talk to? 0851029103. Voice notes welcome.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream unmissable movies with a new premiere every day on Now TV.
Beat 102 and 03.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
So, quick synopsis. WhatsApp groups are the devil. That's what we've decided because it's so easy to miss somebody and all that. And that's what happened in this situation where there's a hen party being organised. There's a group on WhatsApp. The hen's in it. And the girl who emailed us is also in the group. But one of the friends has been omitted. She noticed she's not on the list and she doesn't know what to do. Because if the friends asked her about the hen, what will she say? Should she go to her? Should she go to the admin? Or should she just keep her head down and say nothing? Because it's not worth bringing drama on her. And quite a bit of reaction on this. Let's read a couple of the WhatsApps. A lot of people saying go to the group admin and see what's going on. I'd write into the group and say, the girl is missing. See what they have to say. If it's rude, I'd tell them all about themselves because that's horrible to exclude someone, especially on a big day. What you do is, there's a website online, right, where you can impose a picture onto a milk carton, like in America, the missing people. Put that in the group and just see what happens. See what somebody says.
Stirring it.
Make light of it.
Guys, I was in the same situation lately with my sister's wedding. A few girls had been left off the list, but I just texted the chief bridesmaid and asked. It's kind of that simple, really. If everyone is friends, like she's saying, the bride won't have a problem being asked about it.
Yeah.
Women are such drama, and I am a woman.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Maybe you're one that's not in the group, has plans that the bride knows of, hence she's not in the group. Maybe.
Yeah, it's maybe. Possible. I just think,
sounds like a stretch.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Well, Susie, how's things?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Ah, sure, grand. This is an awful messy situation. What do you make of it?
I think, to be honest, there's a lot of organising. And I'd say that she just got forgotten about. I organised a hen 2 weeks ago. Mm. Couldn't understand why one of the girls wasn't getting back to me at all about it and figured out a week before the hen I actually had the wrong number.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got the correct number, got onto her, and she was delighted. I was mortified. But it all worked out and she ended up coming to the hen and had a great night.
Okay.
So who would you say it to in this case? Would you say it to the friend or, well, both of them are friends, but would you say it to the admin or the friend?
I'd either say it to the hen herself because obviously it's not a surprise. She's in the group, so she knows what's going on. Or her sister who's organising it.
Yeah.
It's probably just a complete mistake. Mm. Probably innocent. They're all friends, so if there was a problem, if there was a bit of a row going on or anything,
you'd
I'm
know.
Sure she'd know about
it. That's true.
Come here, I know, obviously going to friends and that with stags and hens, is there anything more stressful than trying to get a group of people together for an event?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, and it's probably just something simple like that, because if there was a row going on or there was a bit of a misunderstanding between the hen and the girl who hasn't been invited, I'm sure they'd know something is going on.
Yeah. Okay, well said, Susie. Thanks a million for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Mel. Bye. Bye.
All right, final thoughts, welcome. 0851029103.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.